Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and this is Naima Latif for On Air Daily News on Monday, September 26, 2020. In our top story, in Orlando, Florida, as of early Monday morning, Hurricane Ian had officially formed as the storm continues to track towards Florida. Additional rapid strengthening was expected throughout the day. Wind and storm surge impacts were forecast for western Cuba. As of 11 a.m., Ian was 100 miles west of Grand Cayman and 240 miles southeast of the western tip of Cuba. Hurricane Ian had maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour and was moving northwest at 13 miles per hour. Tropical storm watches have been issued for Lake, Orange, Seminole, Polk, and Osceola counties. Tropical storm conditions are possible within 48 hours. The National Hurricane Center said that a turn toward the north-northwest is expected today, followed by a northward motion on Tuesday with a slightly lower forward speed. A turn toward the northeast is forecast on Tuesday night or early Wednesday. On the forecast track, the center of Ian is expected to pass near or west of the Cayman Islands today, and near or over western Cuba tonight and early Tuesday. Ian will emerge over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday and pass west of the Florida Keys late Tuesday and approach the west coast of Florida on Wednesday into Thursday. The Florida Keys are forecast to get 4 to 6 inches of rain, while central west Florida is expected to get 8 to 10 inches. The remainder of the Florida Peninsula is forecast to get 3 to 8 inches. According to the NHC, Ian is expected to remain at or near major hurricane strength as it passes near the west coast Florida, central coast of Florida, on Wednesday and Thursday. Forecasters say Ian is expected to slow down as it hits the coast of Florida, which may prolong the storm surge. Wind and rainfall impacts along the affected portions of the west coast of Florida. A few tornadoes are possible late Monday night and Tuesday across the Florida Keys and the southern and central Florida peninsula. WESH 2 meteorologist Tony Minolfi said at 11 on Monday, Sunday night's recon missions slowed a significant drop in pressure. The rapid intensification we knew Ian would undergo has finally begun. This will continue through Wednesday before a cold front moves into the northern Gulf and begins to weaken Ian. He added, Ian is forecast to stay close enough for us now that we will feel its impact all across all of central Florida, from storm surge flooding around Tampa Bay to heavy rain, wind, and the potential for tornadoes Wednesday and Thursday before clearing out through Friday. And this report on Tropical Storm Ian continues to be updated. In a White House briefing today, efforts were named from FEMA to address the issue of expected destruction of Hurricane Ian, among other White House information. Announced today, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host President Emmanuel Macron of France for a state visit on the 1st of December, 2022. the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said today. In today's press conference, Mrs. Jean-Pierre said the visit by the Macrons would underscore the deep and enduring relationship between the United States and France, our oldest ally. We'll join the White House press briefing for more words from Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Progress made on his competition agenda in the last year, which is helping lower prices for consumers, raise wages for workers, and promote innovation throughout the economy. At today's meeting, the president will also announce new action to spur competition among airlines, expose and limit airline fees, and most importantly, save money for American families. Add-on fees hit the most vulnerable Americans the hardest. The president will highlight how companies sneak fees onto bills, prevent customers from seeking the full price of what they're buying up front, and how they used termination fees to make it harder for consumers to switch their service providers. In fact, the median American household loses an estimated $5,000 a year due to lack of competition. The actions the president will announce today are part of his commitment to continue tackling that and bringing down costs. Tomorrow, the president will continue this focus with remarks at the White House on how he is lowering health care and prescription drugs, a cost for seniors and families across the country, and working to strengthen Medicare and Social Security. Last year, a family of four saved an average of $2,400 on health care through the American Rescue Plan that President Biden signed into law. And now, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, which President Biden signed into law about 2 weeks ago, Medicare will finally have the power to negotiate lower prescription drug prices. Seniors will see their out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs limited to $2,000 a year. For decades, Big Pharma and special interests had blocked Medicare from negotiating low prescription drug prices. President Biden and Democrats in Congress put an end to that through the Inflation Reduction Act, while every single Republican official voted against it. Not only that, Republicans in Congress continue to advance legislation to cut Social Security and Medicare and put these programs on the chopping block. So President Biden will speak to all of that and more tomorrow. I wanted to also acknowledge a dangerous and backwards court ruling in Arizona Friday evening. This is a complete abortion ban, one that forces survivors of rape and incest to carry their pregnancies to term, and women with medical conditions could face dire health risks. Healthcare providers would face imprisonment of up to 5 years for fulfilling their duty of care. This ban would take Arizona women back to more than 150 years and subject them to a law from 1864, a time before Arizona was even a state. Arizona is now the 16th state where Republican officials have stripped women of their rights through extreme, unconscionable statewide abortion bans. And Republicans in Congress continue to advance Senator Graham's proposed national abortion ban. The president and the vice president believe that Congress must act urgently to codify Roe and protect women's access to abortion and health care. For millions of women enduring these daily attacks on our most fundamental rights, the risks, too many risks are at stake. Finally, tomorrow we will be joined in the briefing room by FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, who is in Miami today to assess ongoing hurricane planning and preparedness efforts. Over the weekend, the president approved Florida's emergency assistance request as soon as he received it and directed his team to surge federal assistance to the region well before landfall. FEMA has prepositioned supplies at strategic locations in Florida and also Alabama. That includes generators, millions of meals, and millions of liters of water. FEMA also has staff on the ground supporting planning and preparation efforts. Tomorrow, Administrator Criswell will provide an update on the efforts underway in Florida to prepare for Hurricane Ian, as well as ongoing recovery efforts in Puerto Rico and also Alaska. We look forward to welcoming her, and she will be glad to give you the latest information and, of course, take all of your questions. Amari, why don't you go?
And that was Karen Jean-Pierre, White House Press Secretary. In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot today announced that Nubia Willman will serve as the City of Chicago's Chief Engagement Officer for Community Engagement. As a dynamic and innovative attorney, Willman has a proven record of building relationships with diverse stakeholders, designing successful policy campaigns, and implementing strategies to better serve the residents of Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot said, "Since the early days of my administration, Nubia has been a pillar in our efforts to ensure Chicago is a welcoming city to all. Nubia is an incredible leader who advocates for all residents, immigrants, and working families. I am profoundly grateful to have her on my team and welcome her into her new role as Chief Engagement Officer for Community Engagement. I have all the confidence that she will continue going above and beyond to proudly serve our residents and communities." Prior to becoming Chief Engagement Officer, Willman joined Mayor Lightfoot's administration in July of 2019 as Director of the Office of New Americans, where she helped advance Chicago's status as a global welcoming city by supporting economic development opportunities, providing community well-being initiatives, and increasing the level of civic engagement within Chicago's immigrant and refugee communities. Under this role, she was able to oversee Chicago's Legal Protection Fund, a $2.5 million program that provides free legal immigration representation. Willman also collaborates with city departments and agencies to increase language access. Under this role, Willman also co-led the Cities for Action, a coalition of more than 150 mayors and county executives advocating for immigrant policies. In an effort to further engage the city's Latino population, Nubia Willman also produces the Spanish segment ¿Cómo estamos, Chicago? To inform Spanish-speaking residents about the many initiatives the City of Chicago creates. In January of 2022, Nubia Willman became the first deputy of the Mayor's Office of Community Engagement, where she provided guidance and support on policy programs while also managing special events, citywide engagements, and maintained internal and external relations across city departments and key stakeholders, as well as developing national partnerships and responding to federal policies that impact immigrant and refugee communities. Nubia Willman said, "I am grateful to the City of Chicago and Mayor Lightfoot for the opportunity to represent my immigrant community with the highest honor and being named the new Chief Engagement Officer for the Office of Community Engagement." She added, "Through my work, I will continue to strengthen the ties with our communities across the city and ensure that all people are represented and treated fairly with justice and respect." Prior to joining the mayor's office, Nubia Willman was also a supervising attorney at Legal Aid Chicago, immigrant and workers' rights practice group between 2010 through 2018. During this time, Nubia Willman provided free legal services to individuals living with low income. The Immigrant Workers Rights Practice Group represented immigrants with undocumented status, human trafficking survivors, and precarious workers in all industries throughout the state of Illinois. Omen has published articles, media assets, and podcasts about equity and inclusion in the legal field and gender bias in the workplace, as well as creating marketing and content strategy to increase diversity in the legal field. In other news, October kicks off Vegan Month. And for those who are vegetarians, they may be surprised to learn that there are some better meals that can be had and can be selected. For those who are non-meat eaters, the decision to be vegan means having an opportunity to select various kinds of meals that may, in fact, affect one's health. And October being the kickoff of Vegan Month means that those restaurants who are highlighting vegan meals may get more traffic than usual. Many people are deciding to change their diets and are making an effort to learn more about what it means to be a vegan and what it means to totally give up animal products altogether. So Vegan Month is a month of education and a month of encouraging more vegetable eating. And whether you're a vegan or not, there are a lot of excellent reasons to participate in this month. And this, of course, is Vegetarian Month, kicking off in the nation. And that is kicking off October 1st, which is Saturday. And it's an annual designation observed in October. So if you're a meat eater, possibly time to give vegetarian recipes a try. Non-vegetarians can also participate in the celebration by perhaps eating a meat-free meal or taking a day throughout the month to eat meat-free for the entire day. Also to participate, you can learn how a vegetarian diet can benefit you personally and try the meatless options available at local restaurants and eateries. You can also discuss vegetarianism with your interested friends, families, and coworkers. So World Vegan Day is November 2022, and this, of course, is the absence of all animal products. Vegetarian Month is in October, and for those who may still drink or eat dairy products, that is included in the vegetarian diet. For vegans, there are no animal products at all, which makes a difference in the decision for the kinds of various foods you can have in, say, a salad. Also, it points to many people who may be lactose intolerant and may choose a total vegan diet in which things like meat and cheese are eliminated. Coming up in October in Chicago, a stage play that gives a look at life. This play, written and produced by a man who has, in fact, been telling the story of those who in our past have gone through some specific trials, as well as those in the present who are struggling with challenges. We'll join this interview and take a look at the play from their eyes. And this play will be highlighted at the ETA Theater in Chicago. And one of the things that this does is to help create empathy for those who are telling their specific story. So let's join the interview with the author of this upcoming play, which is
the producer, director, and visionary behind this storytelling extravaganza that you're going to enjoy seeing October 15th. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for coming today and interviewing us.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. I love theater, and I'm looking forward to hearing these stories. So what was the inspiration behind this book and which evolved into this production?
Well, I'm the author of 5 books. I have Traces of You, Road to Oprah, Through Their Eyes, 350 Goals of a Leader, and How to Write and Print Your Own Book for Under $300. And how this actually came about is about 12 years ago, I went through a depression and suicidal phase myself. And as I started to come out of this phase, I started listening to the voice of God, our Creator, who taught me out of it. And I realized that I had a gift of listening to people. Because a lot of people, they talk and they over-talk. And they don't have people that needs, that listen to them. So I started listening to people's stories and journeying them and turning it into books through their eyes. So essentially through their eyes, with every newspaper, news story, a story that I heard personally, I put myself in the victim's shoes and I wrote their stories. Mm-hmm. I've taken several other stories out of the book and put it on stage. There's a live band or musician that follows each monologue that correlates with the monologue.
Wow.
And then I have painters from all over the U.S. that painted pictures for the monologues as well. So they will be displayed and shown on stage as well, October 15th at ETA Theater.
Oh, that should be fantastic. Yes.
Robert Good. Raymond Good.
Production,
yes, it brings all of the creative talents together. And I tell you, I was actually thinking about this earlier today, is that when I choose the cast for these roles, I don't look for actors.
Mm.
I look for people that connect with the script.
Yeah.
Like, and for instance, in Harriet Tubman with Margot, when I was talking to her, she really connected with why Harriet Tubman was going through that role. When I was doing Two How to Know or Two How to Care, and Sarita and Lorenzo, who's in that, they was telling me backstory on how one of their family members, they saw someone going through it so they could portray it. So I'm not looking for actors. I'm looking for people that can connect with the story, and then ultimately they become healers.
Wow.
And this is from Through Their Eyes by Raymond Good, coming to Chicago's ETA Theater, October 15th, 2022. And we can look forward to more, as well as the reviews of this exciting presentation. You can go to onaireverywhere.com and see the full interview of Raymond Good, the producer and author of this play, Through Their Eyes, as well as some of the interviews with cast members who are filling these very historic roles and telling their story from the point of view of people who have endured the escape from slavery with Harriet Tubman, to people who are battling drug addiction and dysfunctional families. Raymond Good is an author as well as a producer and has had this play through their eyes, traveling across the nation, telling our story. Well, in sports, Chicago beat Houston in Sunday night football in a score of 23-21. And this was a game played in decent weather. Certainly in Soldier Field, fans had an opportunity to see a tight score and some exciting plays. And certainly this was an opportunity for the Chicago Bears to improve their stats for the season. Look forward to the next upcoming Bear game and games are available on the sports channel, so look out for it. Also, in additional news, upcoming on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, Tuesday, September 27th, take a look at being an intuitive. Are you an intuitive? Do you hear certain voices in your head? Do you get a sudden thought dropped in your mind? Do you have a flash of something that's about to come before it happens? You might be an intuitive. Often we have those intuitions and we have those spurts of inspiration, but they often are talked out of us early in life, and we're made to think that maybe there's something strange about us. So we don't speak about those flashes of foresight or those sudden intuitive bursts where you know what's about to happen before it happens, or that thought that's transferred from someone who may be in another place. Well, join us on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. And you can call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host, Jody Susan of Susan Essentials for self-cell care on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Well, that's all for today. I'm Naima Latif, and you have been listening to On Air Daily News, coming on every day from the On Air News Network, www.onaireverywhere.com, or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/onairdailynews. Join us every day, 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. Central, 2 o'clock to 2:30 Eastern. But wherever you are, adjust your time so you can join us live and call in with your good news tips, 515-605-9749. That's 515-605-9749. Share your good news. If you catch somebody doing a good deed, let us know. We'd like to the world to know that there are good things happening every day, and we are all a part of making it happen. Until tomorrow, continue to enjoy the rest of your day.